Hello, I'm Danny Rager, Area Engineer for the Missouri Department of Transportation, and this is your MoDOT Road Work Report for this week, and where you may find at least one lane of traffic closed this week. As winter and cooler temperatures approach us, many projects have been completed, and the impact to travelers in the area is less compared to the height of construction season. In Laclede County, MoDOT maintenance crews continue cutting brush on Route AD, and drivers in the area can expect intermediate lane closures on occasion. MoDOT crews continue to clear brush along Interstate 44 east of Lebanon. However, the work along the interstate is away from the driving lanes, and we ask that drivers use caution while traveling through the area. In Camden County, MoDOT crews will be performing grading and ditching work along Camden County Route TT near Doctor's Landscaping. Lane closures controlled by flaggers should be expected for this week and next week, weather permitting. In Miller County, on Route 54, MoDOT crews will be closing the median crossing between the Route W interchange and Lakeland Road this week using signs and barricades. Also, weather permitting, during the week of the 12th, MoDOT crews will begin to remove the median crossing pavement and regrade the area. Lane closures can be expected for both east and westbound 54 east of Lake Ozark. MoDOT reminds you to buckle up, slow down, follow posted signs, and drive safely through work zones. There are several ways to learn more about road and bridge projects in mid-Missouri. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram by searching for MoDOT Central District, or visit our website at modot.org/central. You can also check updated road conditions on the Traveler Information Map and see how much you contribute in taxes and fees to support the state transportation system with the Transportation Dollars Calculator, all at modot.org. Remember to buckle up and put your phone down when driving. So far this year, 926 people have been killed on the state's roads. Over 60% of those killed were not wearing their seatbelts.